Sports bring large amounts of money through television rights and, like we saw yesterday, sponsorships. Today we will have a look at the players who earn the most money through sports and sponsorships, and more interestingly, how they choose to spend their money. Let's start with football. Cristiano Ronaldo, the Real Madrid superstar, has a net worth of 148 million euros. This money comes from his contract with the club, which ties him to the club until at least 2018, and pays him 17 million euros a year. He also signed an endorsement deal worth 6 million euros with Nike in 2010. Other sponsors include Armani, Herbalife, and perhaps oddly, KFC. All that money has allowed him to purchase an 8,600 square feet home in Madrid, and another mansion back in Britain. He also has several luxury cars such as Ferraris and Lamborghinis. He is currently the highest paid footballer. Compared to other athletes, Ronaldo is only the third best paid, with boxer Floyd Mayweather taking home over $300 million per year, and his fellow boxer Manny Pacquiao cashing in $160 million. These two boxers are of course infamous for having met on May 2, 2015 in Las Vegas in what was dubbed the Fight of the Century. The televised fight generated between an estimated $300 and $400 million in revenue, surpassing the Super Bowl. The fight broke the PPV, or pay-per-view record, which is a single payment in order to be able to view one match. Over 4.4 million views were sold, generating $410 million in total revenue. For the fight, both boxers were paid at least $120 million each. In total, Floyd Mayweather earned around $300 million in 2015. However, these numbers tell us only how much athletes earn in a year. Overall, it's Tiger Woods who has earned the most money in his career. It is hard to tally the numbers exactly as to how much he has earned, but according to Golf Digest, Tiger Woods passed the $1 billion mark in earnings back in 2010, making him the only sportsman to do so. He is not only famous for his money and his golfing skills, but also for his sex scandals. At only 39 years old, his career seems to be at a stop. The second on the list is Michael Schumacher, with an estimated $824 million in earnings. After him come other sports superstars such as Roger Federer, Michael Jordan, and David Beckham, whose earnings come mainly from adverts and publicity. To end this week's topic, we can conclude that sport is one of the biggest markets in the world. It reaches out to all social classes in all countries in the world. Sport permits people to gather around the same passion and overcome their many differences. There are many sports that aid in the struggle against racism, as was exemplified by the famous football advertisement that shows different players coming from different places in the world, all denouncing racism. The virtues of sport are positive, and are an important image to be associated with too. The problem is that marketing is starting to trespass on the actual sports terrain, and nowadays the term sportainment is used more and more to illustrate this.